Proudhon is a prime example of this disappearing suppression that power is engaged in. Quote, "But if I'm mistaken in my inferences, I should be shown my error and let out of it. It's surely worth the trouble. And I think I deserve the honor. There's no ground for prescription. For, in the words of that member of the convention who did not like the guillotine, to kill is not to reply. Until then, I persist in regarding my work as useful, social, full of instruction for public officials, worthy, in short, of reward and encouragement." And he speaks for Prince. He speaks for all of us. Continuing, "For there is one truth of which I am profoundly convinced. Nations live and my interjection, and now as class is profoundly totalitarian, we may say the world lives." Continuing, "by absolute ideas, not by approximate and partial conceptions. Therefore, men are needed who define principles, or at least test them in the fire of controversy. Such is the law. The idea first, the pure idea, the understanding of the laws of God. He is come," we will be reiterating during this show, "not to destroy the law, but to fulfill it. Such is the law, the idea first, the pure idea, the understanding of the laws of God, the theory. Practice follows with slow steps, cautious, attentive to the succession of events, sure to seize towards this eternal meridian, the indications of supreme reason. The cooperation of theory and practice produces in humanity the realization of order, the absolute truth." And I have to say, what Proudhon means by those terms is not what the power guys like Hegel mean by them, as is obvious as we read him. Continuing, "All of us, as long as we live, are called, each in proportion to his strength." And I comment, let's not forget what Alice said, "to force on children the principle of absolute obedience saps their vitality and destroys their strength, rendering them for their lifetimes servants only of their masters, power, abuse, authority, never of the truth, unless by some happy chance they gain the information they need to break free of that conditioning." Continuing, "As long as we live, we are called to this sublime work. The only duty which it imposes upon us is to refrain from appropriating the truth to ourselves, either by concealing it, or by accommodating it to the temper of the century, or by using it for our own interests. This principle of conscience, so grand and so simple, has always been present in my thought." That's unquote from Pierre-Joseph Proudhon's second memoir, What is Property?